The Prep Sports Report is brought to you by Future Ones, providers of practice apparel and scout team jerseys with interchangeable numbers. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha. I'm Corey LeBounty, sitting in for the big guy, Rick Cleveland, who's covering Samford basketball today in Birmingham. Coach Mark Lassiter joining me as always. Charlie on the board, Philip running the phone lines. Want to take time to congratulate Dalton Orwig, who runs the board for us, and his wife on his newborn baby. So congratulations to Dalton.
And it's her first child, right?
First child, Daddy Dalton running the show. So just wanted to give that special shout out to our guy and our main man producer, Dalton Orwig, and his wife. And I tell you, somebody who had a great game this past week, joining us on the CNC Financial and Auto Sales Communication line, outstanding game against the Theodore Bobcats. 53-48 winners were the McGill-Tulane Yellow Jackets. Philip Murphy had his team prepared to play a little bit different basketball against Theodore. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Doing well, buddy.
Too blessed to be stressed, Coach, and I know you went to a strategy that kind of paid off for you. You knew a lot about man-to-man defense. That's been your style in the past. This year, media days, you told us you wanted to switch over to a little bit of zone because of the length of your team, but you went back into your old faithful bag of tricks and came out with that man-to-man defense and found a way to defeat Theodore 53-48.
Yeah, I mean, we've switched to the 2-3 zone this year, like we've said many times, just because I think that suits our personnel probably best, probably gives us the best chance overall. Still feel that way, but, as far as practices go and preparation, nothing has changed with our man reps. We're still doing all the same stuff and preparing to play it. We don't plan on staying in the 2-3 forever, but this year just seemed to fit. But, when it came to Theodore, we'd played them twice already, and when you know you're going to play guys and deciding games like this, you kind of hold stuff back when you play them in the regular season, and you kind of wait on stuff that you know that probably could help you in the regular season, and that's something that we didn't do against them, and we decided to go to against them, and it was a change up, and it bothered them, and our guys did a good job, and it's a really testament to our scout team guys and Reddick Barnes, Joe Pacini, Hamilton Palmer, Steven Russ, Jack Vesey, Murphy Stapleton, Jared Harbin. Those guys knew Theodore's offense and sets in and out and ran them to perfection against our main rotation guys, and our guys were ready to go when the chance came.
You have an opportunity now Wednesday at 10:45 at the Acadome to play a familiar opponent again, the Baker Hornets. And Coach David Armstrong, in his first year as head coach at Baker, I know you've given him plenty of kudos because he's done an outstanding job with the team that he has this year in his first year. But it's a team that you split during the regular season with, and you see that so many times when you find a common opponent that you've had an opportunity to play maybe more than once. Sometimes it plays an advantage, but at this point in time in the year, it's win or go home and anything can happen.
Yeah, I mean, at this point in time, I mean, if you look at the scores across the state and over most classifications, I mean, you look at most of your games, you're going to see fairly tight games. You're not going to see a lot of runaways. And that's because people are sitting down and doing extra homework now, or maybe they know their opponent a little bit better, or they've talked to four or five other coaches that know them well, and it's going to be no different with this game. I mean, we know each other well. They're talented. They've been trending upward since Christmas and playing really well. Coach Armstrong does a great job with his team, and his kids play extremely hard. So we've got our work cut out for us, but we're looking forward to that game on Wednesday for sure.
It's the little things down the line, Coach, that you have to do well. You have to value the basketball and make free throws. I can't tell you how many games that are lost by one or two points, and if you make a free throw, maybe even in the first quarter, not necessarily down the stretch when teams are having to foul in certain situations. It's just the things that you do in the gym and just the concentration level that has to be had at this point in time in the year.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, we can speak on that for sure. You know, we end up winning by five this week against Theodore. We get 23 of 26 from the line. Those free throws won the game for us. I mean, we only had 12 field goals in the game. The style of play that Theodore brings to you, you know, you don't get a lot of shot attempts. It's a fairly low possession game. So with that few attempts, you know, you have to be able to get to the line if you're fouled, knock down free throws. So, yeah, our guys have done a good job repping those, and hopefully we can continue to make those down the stretch.
Coach, I just wanted to let you know it's been a pleasure this season covering you, and you and Jackson and Brandy have definitely been in my prayers here lately, and I know that you have some good news that you shared with everybody. So I just want to let you know that your family has definitely been in my prayers, and Coach, I always like this Swarm segment that you have with us, because it's not just your family you talk about. You just uplift the game of basketball, and you show your passion on the floor coaching, but the kids really hold tight to that, and it's evident to the number of kids you're getting into school and the numbers that are playing basketball from 5 and 6 years old on up, wanting to be future McGill Tulane Yellow Jackets.
Well, I appreciate those kind words. We've worked really hard building our program, and I appreciate the kind words about my family. It's the most important thing to me, and yes, I'm very glad to have them all back here, and I'm going to be glad to have them back behind the bench rooting us on Wednesday.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, that game's going to be Wednesday in the Acadome at 10:45. If you want to see some great 7A basketball, I encourage the fans to they're here in the Mobile or Baldwin County areas or anywhere throughout the state. You want to go see 7A state championship basketball level quality being played, you go to the Acadome at 10:45 and you'll get an opportunity to do that, Coach. Thank you so much for your time this morning on the Prep Sports Report, and good luck to you on Wednesday.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great rest of the weekend.
You too, buddy.